Dennis Solo McKeithen calling from SCI Phoenix in Pennsylvania. I'd like to thank the people that has been supporting my struggle, and it's been a while since I called in to give an update. As you know, I've been in prison over 40 years for a crime that I did not commit, a crime of robbery. Yes, I was given the death sentence for a robbery totally void of any violence. That's something that those that have been listening for a while know about. Well, now we're at the stage where we're in Superior Court because the judge refused to hear witness testimony, refused to look at the videotape of witness testimony, and actually filed a false report to the Superior Court saying I was in prison for a brutal crime. And again, as we stated, there's not one piece of violence in this case, not even a Band-Aid. So that's the update of where we're at now. And now we are starting to gather with support to go back at the Philadelphia District Attorney, who has committed himself to saying on the news every night that they're interested in people who have been excessively sentenced, overcharged, and things of this nature. So 110 years for a robbery, if that's not excessive, then what is? You know, and as far as the wrongful conviction, we have piles of evidence that support this. But again, as I said, Judge Susan L. Shulman has refused to allow us to present the evidence. So it's as if she's obstructing. One person was so bold to say, if I was in jail for murder, I would probably be out because, as you know, every day in Philadelphia, wrongfully convicted people in jail for murder have been getting out every month. It's as if because you don't have a murder, they don't take your petition or your situation as serious, although they sentence you to more time than they do a murderer or a person accused of murder. So anyway, that's where we're at today, and I will be giving daily updates now that the situation's changed here and I have access to get back on the phone. And I'll be giving you an update of what we're trying to do and what we need support indoors. And I say I appreciate all the letters and support and donations that I've received during this time of this struggle. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.